Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Great. We're back. Randy Rothstein, Don Hannon with you on a Friday night. We're spending it in El Rosa. We're in your households. We're in your car. You got your car radio on, or maybe you got Alexa on, and first pitch hitting here in the bottom of the fifth, Brooks Marquardt. Fly ball to right field, there to make the catch is Kramer, and one out. To the top of the order for the Express, Max Tibbetts. Max 0 for 2 tonight, couple strikeouts. At a leadoff roll against Matty Geislinger. 3-3 our score here in the fifth. Pitch to Tibbetts, the ball 1-0. 1-0 the count. Tibbetts swings and misses, a strike, and 1-1.
Looks like that fastball is gaining a little bit of velocity, doesn't it?
Ball and a strike.
Shook him off.
And the pitch, swing there by Tibbetts, and strike two. One ball, two strikes. And Geislinger ready, delivers, and Tibbetts gets a piece of it as he fouls it to the backstop. And the count at 1-2 yet. That's amazing how fast that ball goes to the backstop after you foul tip it. Unreal. Gives you, a realization how fast that pitch is coming as Tibbetts tries to hold up in a swing, and he's out on strikes for the third time tonight.
So can you imagine what that umpire feels like when he gets that foul tip that comes straight back, hits him in the mouth or the chest protector or the catcher?
Yeah, it hurts even you describing it.
Yeah,
right,
he takes your mask right off your face, you know. And
wow.
Some speed.
Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scott, 1-for-2 tonight, a run scored. As last inning, Kimball sent 7 men to the plate. He was the leadoff man with a hit last inning. Takes a call strike, 0-1. Geislinger's pitch on the way. Marquardt pops this one up in the infield. Nolan Geislinger at short makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Express fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in our books. Watkins 3 and Kimball 3. More baseball in a minute on KSN.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB 3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB 3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the sixth inning for the Watkins Clippers. We'll see the bottom third of their order. Carson Geislinger, Nolan Geislinger, and Gavin Mathias facing Zach Wallner, who's given up 7 hits, 3 runs. That 3 runs, though, came in one inning. As Carson Geislinger, first pitch swinging, fouls it down the first baseline, foul, and 0-1. The Clippers were able to get to Wallner for 2 home runs and 4 hits in that third inning. Carson Geislinger drives it to center. Brooks Marquardt there makes the catch for out number 1. One out, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Watkins, 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Kimball. Here's Nolan Geislinger. He is one of those seven hits. He's one for two tonight. And Zach Wallner's pitch is outside and high, 1-0. Gavin Mathias on deck. One ball, no strikes. Kicking the pitch, high for a ball, and 2-0. The count. There's a strike called in 2-1. I don't think anybody's missing Minnesota's state insect, the mosquito. Swing and a miss by Nolan Geislinger and 2-2.
Yeah, where are they tonight?
Yeah, I think they're afraid of the cold.
Probably slow them down a little bit.
2-2, the pitch inside, a ball, and the count full at 3-2.
Chickens, right?
Maybe they are swimming right now.
Yeah, there you go. They're
swinging a miss. Nolan Geislinger out on strike.
They're probably reorganizing for the next warm
spell. That's right, the next hatch. Yeah. So two outs. Got Zach Wallner for seven strikeouts tonight, and the first pitch to Gavin Mathias is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
Must be just below the knees, these fastballs, right, from our vantage point.
Wallner finishes that second pitch a little bit low, 2-0 the count to Mathias, and now he swings it one down by his ankles in 2-1. That 2-0, Don, you set that up. It's like almost a pre-swing there, right?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Followed to the backstop by Gavin Mathias. The next pitch and 2-2. Kevin Kramer on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Wallner ready with two outs. The pitch, a swing and a miss. That'll give him eight strikeouts here through the first six innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We have played 5.5. It's Watkins 3 and Kimball 3. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Adam Beyer leading it off in the first pitch to Adam. A ball from Matt Geislinger, 1-0. Matt, through the first five, has struck out eight and walked one, along with giving up the four hits and three runs. And Adam Beyer hits that one high to right field, but boy, it is hanging to right there to make the catch as Kramer and out number one.
It's probably the wrong spot to hit that ball tonight is to right center field. It's just not going anywhere out there.
No, it hangs.
It's kind of like that wet ground is pulling it towards it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben 0 for 2 tonight. To Ben, he couldn't hold up on a swing there, and strike one.
Hungry on that one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was sitting, I think, for something else there. The ball's one strike, a pitch to Johnson. He'll follow that to the backstop, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. 1-2 the count now to Ben Johnson. Left-hander Geislinger ready, and Johnson takes low and away in 2-2. Watkins picked up their 3 runs in the 3rd. Home run by Kevin Kramer and a 2-run home run by Brendan Ashton. Outside the pitch and the count full at 3-2. Kimball responded with 3 runs in the 4th inning. They base hit and doubled. Johnson swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Both pitchers here starting to get a little stronger here in the middle of this game. Heading for the home stretch here, aren't they?
They are. And Kimball picked up Scott Marquardt, had a base hit. He scored on a double by Joe Penneritz, and then Cade Marquardt doubled in Joe Penneritz, and Brian Marquardt singled in Cade Marquardt. So those were the 3 runs scored in the 4th. First pitch strike called to designated hitter Joe Penneritz. Low and away, and the count 1-1. Now, we did see Austin Rooley here tonight. Austin, typically the leadoff hitter for Kimball. I don't know what's up with Austin tonight, but he is not in that lineup. He was late? Okay, working. So they did not get him in the lineup in time. 1-2 the count. And Penneritz takes low for a ball and 2-2. Two to count. And strike 3 called. Joe Penneritz gets caught looking. 10 strikeouts for Matt Geislinger through 6. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6. 3-3. Watkins and Kimball. More to come in a minute here on KAFM.
Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman Stand Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you. We're headed to the 7th inning, and we got a new pitcher for the Kimball Express, Matt Dingman, right, Don?
Yes, it is, Randy. Matt Dingman will take over the mound duties.
For Matt, will come on in relief of Zach Wallner, who pitched well tonight. Zach had struck out 7, walked 2. Jeremy Keekley is out in right field, so Jeremy's going to go in that Zach Wallner spot. And he will be DH4. And up at the plate, the top of the order, in Kevin Kramer for Watkins. Kevin Kramer so far tonight, 1-for-3, had a solo home run back in the 3rd. A 3-3 ball game, and the first pitch from Dingman, a ball, 1-0.
Impressed with this guy. He swings a good bat up here in the top of the order, doesn't he? Leadoff hitter.
Matt Dingman, one of the veteran arms on this team, has thrown a lot of innings over the years. And the pitch, a strike, and 1-1. Of course, we got to see Zach Dingman against St. Martin last Saturday night. He had a good outing, 9 strikeouts, and picking up our Player of the Game award. That's a swing by Kevin, and a count, one ball, two strikes. So I believe they are brothers. The pitch, Kevin pops this one up over by first base and foul ground. It's Beyer right by the fence to make the catch for the out.
Kevin going back to Doug, a little dejected with that swing. He didn't really care to do that. He's nobody ever does, but still, no. It was a little bit of a good pitch.
Like you said last weekend, Don, you don't like to pop up in foul ground.
No,
you
don't.
No.
No.
That's no.
No. No. You'd rather strike out.
First pitch, two. Lincoln Hogan, the ball, 1-0.
Maybe not, because they get another chance. So if they do drop it, you know, so you do get a chance.
Right.
And we've seen that happen tonight.
Pitch two, Lincoln Hogan is up high, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. There's ball 3-3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And ball 4, four-pitch walk to Lincoln Hogan. Lincoln's second walk tonight. He's been on base 3 times, 2 walks, and reached on an error. And here comes Matt Geislinger. Matt Dingman wants a new baseball. He'd ask for time from the umpire to get himself a new baseball. Didn't like how that one felt.
Left-handed pitcher, left-handed umpire.
Yeah, left-handed batter.
Left-handers all over here.
So Matt Dingman will work from the stretch, facing Matt Geislinger, and the pitch is low for ball 1-0. You're getting Region 15C baseball action tonight here on KASM Radio. It's winner's bracket action. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Ezra Noska producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany, and the pitch is high to Matt Geislinger in the count 2-0. Adam Beyer wants to tie his shoelaces over at first base, so he calls for time. Lincoln Hogan, the base runner. Scott Marquardt over to have a word with the pitcher Matt Dingman real quick. 2-0 the count. The pitch to Geislinger, a strike called, and 2-1. Won the count. And chop foul at the plate. The count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brendan Ashton on deck. And fouled to the backstop by Geislinger. The count 2-2 yet. One out, one on. Here in the seventh inning, a 3-3 ball game. Matt Dingman. Boy, not a big lead by Hogan at all. And Geislinger fouls it at the plate. And the count yet. 2-2 yet.
Matt off stride here a little bit, isn't he? He's changing speeds well against Matt. Curveball on that one.
Two outs, two strikes. Beyer holding Hogan. Dingman looking over to first, and the pitch to Geislinger. Ooh, that pitch missing. Probably a little bit outside in the count full at 3-2.
Change speeds big time on Matt on that one.
3-2 the count. The pitch, and Geislinger ground ball to short. Marquardt to second for one, and there will be no relay. as Lincoln Hogan goes awkwardly over that second base bag. Ben Johnson had kind of stepped beside the bag. And so Hogan,
looks like he got...
Scott Marquardt had already picked up the helmet and brought it over to the coach, and Lincoln's going, where's the helmet? So he's going to be retired. They get the force out. And now Tom Marquardt just wondering if there was maybe a little interference. That he made contact with Ben Johnson as Ben was trying to make a relay, because Ben never threw it. They're going to let the play stand with just the force out. The fielder's choice. 6-4. Matt Geislinger now becomes the base runner. And Brendan Ashton to the plate. Batting with two outs, Brendan 1-for-3 tonight. Sandwiched a two-run home run in between a couple strikeouts.
Sandwiched them right in between the evergreen trees
he
out there.
Did, too, yeah. First pitcher called strike, 0-1. 3-3 our score. Ashton will take another strike called, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Matt Dingman ready. His pitch, and Ashton a ground ball back to Dingman on the mound. He'll flip it to Beyer. 1-3 on the putout, and that ends the seventh for the Clippers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We played 6.5 here in El Rosa. 3-3, Watkins and Kimball. We're back in a minute.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455, because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, we're back here in the press box. It is the bottom of the seventh inning, and Randy Schoenberg just laid this huge man hug on Don Einan because Don finally guessed the attendance right. 174 paid attendance tonight. And Don, you finally guessed correctly. Congratulations. Wow. Wow.
That was worth a hug.
That was worth a hug. Yeah. And it's worth a candy bar for you, too. I'll send that in the mail. We'll do the count to a leadoff man for the Watkins Clippers. That's Cade Marquardt. And there's the ball. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes to count.
That is a weight lifted off of my back, that there.
That's good. Having Randy on your back is a little heavy, I'm sure. Yeah. There's a line drive to Kramer in center field for the first out. So, one out, and we'll go to number... seven hitter, that's Brian Marquardt. Yeah. Brian so far tonight is 1-for-2. And 0-1 the count to Brian. Strike called. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Watkins. Three runs, four hits, and an error for Kimball. There's strike and 0-2 to count to Brian Marquardt. Matt Geislinger delivers outside a ball. And now 1-2. Matt with 10 strikeouts tonight and one walk through 6 1/3. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Make it 11 strikeouts as Brian Marquardt down on strikes. Two outs. And it'll bring Matt Dingman to the plate. Matt is that exception to the rule. Usually you see a left-handed thrower.
That's right.
He bats right. Yeah.
You were a right-handed thrower. You bet it right left.
You see more
didn't
of that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Of course, you bet it right, too, didn't you?
I did.
Just couldn't make up your mind, could you?
No. No. Which way was the wind blowing?
Yeah, there you go.
0-1 the count to Matt Dingman. Geislinger brings the heat. Dan, a little bit high, that pitch in the count 1-1.
You were more partial right-handed hitting in baseball, left-handed in softball, weren't you?
That's correct. Like to separate them. One ball, one strike, two outs. And this is fouled back and out of play in the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Geislinger shaking out the first sign. He's ready to go with Hogan's second sign and another foul back and out of play. The count at 1-2. Yep, there's two outs for the Kimball Express here in the seventh, a 3-3 ball game. Watkins scored their runs back in the third inning, a three spot there. Kimball got their runs in the fourth inning. Otherwise, it's been a lot of goose eggs on the board. The 1-2 pitch. Outside a ball in, 2-2.
A little breeze coming from the northwest yet.
There is.
Keeping it nice and cool.
A swing and miss. Dingman's out on strikes, and that'll end the Express seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no left on base. We played seven here in El Rosa. It's 3-3. Kimball and Watkins, we're back in a minute.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Managed Wi-Fi takes your internet connection to new places. Literally, Albany Mutual Telephone's Managed Wi-Fi service boosts the internet signal strength to every corner of your home, upstairs, downstairs, inside, and out. Our Managed Wi-Fi service delivers optimal internet performance, meaning you can work, play, stream, or browse on multiple devices in every room in your home. For more info, call us today at 320-845-2101 or visit us on the web at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the eighth inning, and Matt Dingman will be facing the Watkins Clippers, middle of the order. Heath Kramer, Carter Block, and Carson Geislinger. Yeah, so through the first nine games, 2,251 fans. Pretty good.
Right on
that 250 limit. Heath Kramer so far tonight, 2 for 3. First time facing Matt Dingman. 3-3 our score here in the top of the eighth inning. And Kramer swings and misses strike one.
Kind of jumped out of that one a little bit, didn't he, Heath?
Adam Beyer talking to Keekly out in right field, bringing him in a little bit. I think Beyer just seeing how that ball hangs out to right field, and you don't want to have him maybe bloop something.
Got a lot of room behind him, though, doesn't he?
He does. Swing and a miss by Heath Kramer. And 0-2 now to the designated hitter. The pitch, and Kramer swings and misses. He's out on strike. Like what I'm seeing in Matt Dingman here in his relief role.
Oh, an excellent baseball right now.
Lots, I guess he gives you a different look from that right-hander than the left-hander perspective.
Very much so.
And it'll bring Carter Block to the plate. First strikeout for Matt Dingman tonight. Carter Block on the evening is 1-for-3. Got a base hit back in that three-run third inning for Watkins. And bounced into a double play in his last at bat. Pitch is a little bit high for a ball 1-0 to Block.
Pretty wide open stance here in Carter Block. He gets himself ready, gets himself in time, doesn't he, with that pitch?
He does. Ready to twist his hips and put his hips onto it,
get a little turn to it.
Two and all the count to Carter Block. Pitch is low and 3-0. Of course, a unique thing about these two teams on the field right now, they both won a state championship in the 2000s. Watkins won in 2001, and Kimball 2017, and both coming out of the Central Valley League. Pitch ball 4, and Block locks.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, for the size of the towns and the number of Class C teams that are in the state tournament, and then you look at 2017 when Kimball did take it, they played Lake Henry. So you got two teams in the radius are about 20 miles or maybe 25 miles apart, 30 at the most, that are playing in a championship game in Class C.
Yeah.
How do you determine that, or how do you set that up as a script?
Yeah, how is it? That's so rare. Carson Geislinger at the plate. The first pitch to Carson is a strike called 0-1. Balls, one strike. Yeah, you look at some teams with multiple state championships and just some of that history that they have as Geislinger breaks his bat. Here's a flip to Ben Johnson over at first base. Adam Beyer caught it in the air.
How did
the
he
bat,
that?
Johnson, I mean, Beyer had to avoid the bat. He caught the baseball in the air, and Ben Johnson was covering first, and Beyer tried to flip it back to him. But,
wow,
that was flying right at Adam Beyer.
I thought he was going to get hit by it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he knew it, did he?
That he had enough presence of mind to just go after the baseball, right?
I don't even know if he knew the bat was coming at him.
So two outs. At first base is Carter Block yet, and here is Nolan Geislinger. And Nolan, 1-for-3 so far tonight. Nolan had a base hit back in the fourth. The pitch. He has a ball and 2-0 now to Nolan Geislinger. Balls, no strikes. There's a strike called and 2-1. 2-1 the count. The lead by Block at first, not a big lead at all, and the pitch a little bit low in the count, 3-1. All these runners tonight, Don, we haven't seen a stolen base attempt at all.
No, we haven't.
We've got left-handers on the mound. It's tough to steal on, isn't it?
I think the footing isn't the best either.
No.
But
that's true, yeah. 3 balls, 1 strike, and high ball 4, and Nolan Geislinger will walk. So that brings the number 9 hitter to the plate. Gavin Mathias, but it also puts the go-ahead run at second. And Gavin Mathias so far tonight is 0-for-3. Dan Berg off the bench. Pinch hit for Mathias. Boy, Dan Berg as he had a great career with the Watkins Clippers.
Do we have a pinch runner at second base here? No, I guess not. I thought it was number 19, but it is still Carter Block. Yep.
So Dan Berg gets hitting for Mathias. Facing Matt Dingman, so lefty against lefty. See what Berg can do. Pitch to Berg, inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Dingman looking down to Cade Marquardt. Good speed on the base paths with Block and Geislinger. The 1-0 pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One the count.
Andy Dingman's running down to the bullpen here right now, number 16.
There's Matt Dingman's pitch. It's a little bit low for ball, and now 2-1. Good hitter's pitch coming up here on 2-1. On deck, leadoff hitter Kevin Kramer. 2-1 to count. Dingman back on that pitching rubber. Runners there leads as Matt Dingman comes home and Berg follows it to the backstop and a count 2-2. 2-2, two outs, two on. A 3-3 ball game here in the top of the eighth inning.
We got a good one going here, Randy.
Yeah, we do. Region 15 seed baseball winners bracket, Kimball and Watkins tonight here on KASM. Thanks for sticking around and sticking with us tonight on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com as Berg swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the eighth for the Clippers. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played 7.5. 3-3, Kimball and Watkins. We're back in a minute.
The summer clearance event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Ram Warlock with a 5.7-liter Hemi V8 and electronics group for only $279 per month. Or how about the all-new 2020 Ram 1500 Bighorn with Apple CarPlay and remote start for only $35,599. Don't delay. Shop the summer clearance event today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenville and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenville Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Chris Marquardt to lead off the eighth inning for the Kimball Express, facing Matt Geislinger. And the first pitch to Brooks is ball low and 1-0. It'll be Brooks Marquardt, then the top of the order, Max Tibbetts and Scott Marquardt. Austin Rooley will get at bat. Here's a drive to center field. Kevin Kramer filling the gap, makes the catch for the out. So Austin Rooley will bat for Max Tibbetts. Austin getting the pinch hit here in the eighth inning. Batting for Tibbetts. And the first pitch to Rooley is a strike called and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Geislinger working from the windup. The left-hander's pitch, and this is fouled over our heads, and the count 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Matt Geislinger struck out a dozen so far and walked one. And Rooley drives it to center field, but right at Kramer who makes the catch for out number two.
Last two balls are hit right on the button. Want to out to the center fielder.
And Scott Marquardt will step up to the plate. Scott so far tonight, 1-for-3, base hit, and run scored. Scott still makes good contact with that baseball.
Oh, he's
a patient hitter at the plate. And the first pitch is strike called, 0-1. You talk about an open stance. He really spreads his feet in the box,
oh, yes,
too,
he
doesn't
does.
He? Making sure that he turns his hips into that pitch usually. A swing and a miss by Scott, and the count 0-2. Adam Beyer on deck.
Got that left foot kick as the pitch is coming.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-3 ball game with Kimball and Watkins. Matt Geisler has gone the distance so far for Watkins. Pop up in the infield. This one is high. Nolan Geislinger at short makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the 8-4, the Express. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 8 here in El Rosa. 3-3 our score. Watkins and Kimball, we're back in a minute.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the top of the ninth inning, Don Heinen.
To the top of the ninth. We have an excellent ball game going on here. Watkins with 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and Kimball with 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error. Good pitching so far tonight, isn't it?
It's been
a couple home runs we've
Matt Geislinger has been impressive on the mound. Zach Wallner pitched well, and now Matt Dingman in relief has pitched really well.
Yes, he has.
He'll get the top of the order, though. Kevin Kramer, Lincoln Hogan, and Matt Geislinger. And Kevin Kramer sends it to the left center field gap. This one is going to go off the fence. It'll be a leadoff double for Kramer as he's going to pull into second base. Stand-up double.
God, he hits the ball well, doesn't
he? Oh, just such a
swing,
pure sound off the bat.
Yes, it does. And speed. See him cruising to second base. He was moving.
So Lincoln Hogan with the decision here. He tried to push that bunt, move Kramer up to third base here in this situation.
I think with Matt on deck, I think that's not a bad idea, don't you?
Playing for what potentially is the winning run here in the ninth inning. You have either Matt or Brendan Ashton coming up yet.
Absolutely.
I like those chances. We'll see. Hogan showing bunt even before Matt Dingman comes to a set. The kick and the pitch. And Hogan puts up the beauty of a bunt down the third base line, but it's going to go foul. And 0-1 to Lincoln.
Oh, he keeps that on the grass. I think they'd have a hard time getting him, don't he?
I agree.
That good speed going down the line on that. He put that right where it was supposed to.
So a long strike for Lincoln. 0-1 the count. Kevin Kramer back to second. Three our score here in the top of the ninth inning. And it's amazing. All of a sudden, this game becomes small ball, doesn't it? Yeah, the corners are in. Hogan not showing bunt. Now he'll pull back and show bunt as Dingman delivers the pitch in. A little bit low. Hogan pulling back nicely on that pitch, Don.
Yes, he did. He was bouncing just right. He's got himself squared off when he was supposed to, and he's got himself set up in that batter's box the way you're supposed to on a sack bunt.
Pitch a ball, 1-1 the count. Kramer leads from second. Matt Dingman looks back there a couple times, and now Hogan puts another bunt down. It goes foul, and the count at 1-2 now to Lincoln Hogan. One ball, two strikes. And now Scott Marquardt at third base is still going to stay on the grass. So is Adam Beyer at first base. And not real sure of what Lincoln's going to do here. 1-2 the count. The element of surprise. Never know. Matt Dingman ready. Pitching. Hogan drives it to left field. There's Tibbetts. He'll make the catch for out number one. So the Clippers tried to get that base runner to third. And it'll bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. I would think a base hit down to any part of this field right now, and Kevin Kramer could score,
yes,
right?
Yes, he will. Yeah. I think so, too.
He's that fast.
Hogan a little disappointed in himself that he didn't get that bunt down and ends up flying out to left field.
Dingman ready on the mound. From the stretch, he delivers, and Matt Geislinger takes low for ball, 1-0.
Not a good guy with a good eye at the plate of this Matt Geislinger, isn't he? He does not swing at bad pitches.
No. Matt is 1-for-4 tonight. Bounced into a fielder's choice back in the seventh inning off of Dingman. Dingman looks back to second and comes home, and Geislinger sees the ball bounce past Cade Marquardt and go to the backstop, and that's going to move Kevin Kramer to third. So I don't know if Cade Marquardt got crossed up with Dingman's pitch or what.
Hogan doesn't feel so bad right now.
No. No,
because his sacrifice gets the guy over to third here on that pass ball, or wild pitch.
I'd say wild pitch. And the count, two balls, no strikes to Matt Geislinger. 2-0 the count. Adam Beyer in on the grass. They bring the whole infield in on the grass, Don. They want to make sure
get this run.
Any kind of ground ball. They're holding that runner, and the pitch is high to Matt Geislinger. In the count 3-0.
Well, I think on the sack fly, he's going to tag up on. You know, they're probably pretty shallow in right field here.
Three balls, no strikes. Dingman's pitch. There's strike one, and 3-1.
Matt thought he had ball four.
All right, Brendan Aston on deck, and now Ben Johnson out to have a word with the pitcher. Can call Cade Marquardt out to talk with him on the mound, too. I don't know what Ben Johnson saw or what that conversation is on the mound.
I don't either.
3-1 the count to Matt Geislinger. Matt Dingman steps back on that pitching rubber. Kevin Kramer over at third represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth inning. 3-3. Geislinger takes strike two, called, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Infield still trying to knock the ball down, keep it in the infield, and not allow Kramer to score. Geislinger staying alive, but following that pitch off just at the last second.
A little bit fooled on that one, didn't he, Mr. Dingman?
I think Matt looked at that pitch long enough where he said it's close enough where he could call it a strike.
So Matt's battling it here.
Kramer leads from third. The pitch. And Geislinger flips it over the infield. That's going to bring in Kevin Kramer and give the Clippers a 1-0, or I mean a 4-3 lead here. And a big run in the ninth inning. Good at bat by Matt Geislinger.
I do think Kevin Kramer would have scored on that one if he'd have been on second base, huh?
Yeah, I think so, too.
That ball just died out there.
It did. We'll get a pinch runner for Matt Geislinger. Number 10.
Caden Neiman will be running for Matt Geislinger on a re-entry here.
Caden Neiman. And Brendan Ashton comes to the plate. One ball, no strikes. Caden Neiman. And Brendan Ashton rips it up the middle. That's a base hit. Neiman will hold on at second.
Oh! It's
the ball comes back into second base, and it hits Neiman right in the behind.
Ouch.
Nobody took the ball but Neiman. Oh, my.
Ouch. Looking at the center fielder, I don't have a glove on here, man.
Now Tom Marquardt out to have a word with his left-hander on the mound. So back-to-back singles by Geislinger and Brendan Ashton here in the ninth inning have given the Watkins Clippers a 4-3 lead. They have runners at first and second with just one out. And Heath Kramer is due up. Marquardt, short conversation with Matt Dingman, and he's back to his dugout. Tom's birthday tonight.
62?
62.
Looks like a young 62 the way he sprints down the third base line down there, doesn't he?
Tom has made sure he's been able to play yet. Gets some at-bats every year, and I think that was the case again this year.
Oh, really?
Where he got into a game,
Good for him.
Nice if your body's able to do that yet. Neiman over at second, Brendan Ashton at first, and Heath Kramer takes the first pitch from Dingman for a strike called and 0-1. 4-3, top of the ninth, 10 hits for the Clippers tonight off of a couple express pitchers. We'll have more baseball in about 12 hours over in Greenwald. Kramer blooped to right field, coming hard. It's Keekly. He'll make the catch by the line, throwing back to first. Nobody at first. The ball into the infield, and everybody goes back. Wondering, Adam Beyer was down the line. That's where he was, way down by the
one after it.
The right fielder. So that pop up, right fielder caught it. Keekly did. That would have been a fair ball too. And Carter blocked to the plate with two outs.
Brandon's thinking, too, don't hit me in the backside here with a ball. Nobody around.
Carter blocked so far tonight. 1-for-3, walked his last at the bat. And here's a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Neiman is going to be held. Oh, he goes through the sign, and he's going to be tagged out. His coach was way down the line, and Neiman never saw the sign, and so he is tagged out to end the ninth inning after the hit by Block. One run on four hits, and two left on base. We have played 8.5. It's Watkins 4 and Kimball 3. Back in a minute.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.